Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're awaiting a call in any moment now from Garen Green on the Ed Brown situation, but let me see if I can squeeze in a call or two right now. And we've got Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. Enjoying the show. I'm sorry to hear about your transmission, and I don't.
You have one I can borrow?
I
a car or a transmission?
It's a tough item, an expensive item to get repaired.
Well, I think I'm going to get another car. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my pennies, but it's going to be a while. But anyway, I'll be walking around for a while.
Okay. Because time is short, I would have talked about Obama and the Virginia governor's coming endorsement, but I think it's more important to talk to you and your listeners about the need to call the White House and our elected representatives tomorrow about the Border Security Agents.
Right.
Ramos and Compion. There was more discussion today on World Daily by Dr.
Fauci. Sure.
Mexican consulates behind this. More false evidence. These guys were railroaded. We need to take as much action and stand tall for these guys because we're being had by this administration, the new
world order. I couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
We are being had by this administration.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Manipulated, abused, more disinformation. And the other major item is the coming war with Iran.
Right.
And President Bush was on for almost an hour today on C-SPAN.
He was?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And only 2 days following his discussion on Monday about the war with Iran was nothing more than idle chatter on the Internet.
Uh-huh.
Today there was more discussion about the weapons and these weapons coming from Iran.
Yeah. Oh, there are millions of them now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're everywhere. They're really, you got to be careful. I don't know where you live, Ernie, but you might have one implanted in your home somewhere. You better be careful where you step. Seriously, you might, because I understand that there are now millions of Hezbollah agents all over the United States, and they're ready to strike. They're ready to take America down, and thank God that George Bush is there, only he needs to start the bombing now, and we need to bomb and bomb and bomb, and we need to kill all the Iranians, and we need to kill all the Arabs, and we need to bring about world peace.
And more democracy.
That's it. Now you got it.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing you again.
All right. Thank you, Ernie. Appreciate that very much. And those of you on the line, we have a couple of other callers. We're going to ask your indulgence. And if you'd like to speak to our guest and continue in the same vein, you may. But let me say hello to Garen Green now. Hello, Garen.
Hello.
Here he is, the one and only.
Yes, hello, Rick.
Garen Green, the one and only. And he ain't Robin Hood either. Robin Hood, Mr. Green. Yes, good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Rick.
Yeah, and you, we got a break coming up, but I just want to mention again that you traveled up to New Hampshire to visit Ed Brown with a couple of guys, huh?
Yep. Me and a few friends went up there to show him support and his stand for the law, which is, I think as most of your listeners would know, is that the law is that you don't have to pay income tax, so... Ed Brown is making a stand for the law, for the lawful, citizenry in this nation we have here, Constitutional Republic. And we went up there to show him some support and visit him for the day.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, we got the break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what you saw, what you witnessed, what you... heard what was the consensus there and what it was like, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes. Garen, stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Garen Green. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right. Okay, we're back with Garen Green, who does his own cable television public access program in Rhode Island, and he also assists me. And those of you who are still on the line, you want to hang on, then you can do that and join the conversation that we're talking about. It's all interrelated, but I'd like to just ask Garen a few questions. Garen, when did you go up to see Ed Brown?
Myself and two other people went up there Sunday. We left Sunday morning, and then we stayed there for the afternoon.
And did you just go directly to the home?
Yeah.
Ed Brown's home?
Yeah, we had directions, and then we talked to him a couple of times.
Did you talk to him well in advance of going up, telling him you were coming?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Oh, good, good.
And then we talked to him a couple of times on the way, and then once right before we arrived at his home.
Mm-hmm. What was it like driving down that road to his home? Did you see anything interesting, anything unusual?
Oh, yeah. Well, at the here's a long driveway.
Right,
At the street and at the front there to the driveway to the street, he has a couple of U.S. flags fastened to a couple of trees, you know, upside down.
Uh-huh.
Signal of distress.
And yes.
A couple of signs. And he also had the notice about due process and to all and forbidding any government employee to enter his property except for postal service excluded.
Yeah, you can drop some checks off if you want.
Yeah, that'd probably.
But no Federal Reserve checks, right?
No.
And so then you had no trouble getting in, getting greeted. And who greeted you? Was it Ed himself?
No, someone else came out and greeted us and then walked us into his home, where then Ed and a number of other people were inside. And we sat around his kitchen with his wood stove, and we all had a... conversation throughout the afternoon, and talking about, of course, certain issues, that issue, the income tax issue. And the people there, of course, were very knowledgeable and about all these things. And we had, we all engaged in conversation and support for what Ed is doing, and to just to just to provide also some support for him and some people to just so he can have some friendship and camaraderie and that type of thing, and and it was very interesting. He's all set up there. He's got his wood stove and his fireplace and and everything else. He's pretty much self-sufficient. So if he has electricity on all of that, but if they do cut it off, cut off electricity and that, he has the means to sustain himself for a period of time at least. And he's he's got people around him who they mean business. They're not if someone comes on there that's not supposed to, or tries pulling the Waco thing or whatever,
they will be met with resistance.
Yes.
Good. Firm resistance, too.
Yes.
Well, hey, Garen, you've studied a few issues, too, and you know that really all these guys do, what they're doing is basically reenacting the American experience, the founding fathers, if you will, the colonial freedom fighters who simply wanted to be left alone. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. I mean, and it's all following the law. I mean, it's not like they're doing that and they're breaking the law. That's not even the case. The people like Ed Brown are just following the law. There is no law mandating most people, average workers, U.S. citizens, to pay income tax. So he's just abiding by following
the law. Well, he said right on this program, I quoted it from the articles about him, just show me where I am required to pay an income tax and I will pay it. And thus far, of course, no one has shown him that, and yet the court has done a number on him, the federal court, and they don't care about facts, as you know. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the law. The judges now consider themselves, many of them, laws unto themselves. They feel that they have this imperial judiciary, like George Bush feels he's the imperial president, and we can do whatever we say is the law. And these are the tyrants today. These are the tyrannies with which our founding fathers planned and told us how to deal with them, how to confront them, and how to defend ourselves. And unfortunately, as you know, there isn't an easy way of doing it with words, with organizing, with just standing up against tyrants. You have to have the means. And that's why what's happened in New Orleans with Mayor Nagin and others, and Mayor Bloomberg in New York, trying to steal the people's means of defending themselves. That's why that issue is so important, I believe, to every American who really and truly values his freedom. It's going to come down basically to that, and to that fact, that freedom wasn't won with a registered gun, period.
Well, exactly. It's the means and it's the will. I mean, a person or,
yes.
people also have to have the will to stand up for their
That's
liberty,
right.
for their freedom, for their rights. And it's, well, I mean, yes, I mean, we're going through similar type of events and incidents that, yeah, that took place 200 years ago. During the war for independence and the lead up to that, and that's with people that well, I mean, that's what we face, mm-hmm. what we have to face up to. That
right.
if we really do stand for liberty and freedom and all these things that so many sacrificed in the war for independence and shed their blood for, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, individual sovereignty, all these things, if we really do stand for them. That people, you know, it's coming down to the time that it's, you're going to have to stand up for them, or
mm-hmm.
if you don't stand up for them, they're going to knock you down. They're going to try to knock you down anyway. But of course, if you're not standing up for that, if you're on your knees, they're going to knock you down a whole lot easier than if you're taking a stand, a forceful
yeah.
stand.
Right. I like what Tom Anderson said years ago, running for president on the American Party platform. He said in the book, Silence is Yellow, Not Golden, he said, those who don't take a stand deserve to take a fall. And boy, I said, that is one aphorism that I totally and completely subscribe to. You don't want to stand up for your liberty, you'll be on your knees eventually.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, in a way, George Bush with his, you know, GD piece of paper,
right.
you know, in a way, he's right. All that is a piece of paper. If no one, if the people don't back it, if they don't stand up for it,
mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It
yep.
is only a piece of paper. It's only a concept if the people don't stand up for their rights, for their liberty.
Sure. And he knows darn right well he can get away with whatever he wants as long as the people really don't care and they're more concerned with entertainment and fun and games and all of that, and the dumbing down of America continues. He can laugh his way right into the imperial presidency, and that's what they're doing to us now. These are the modern tyrants, the modern despots, you know, of Rome and Greece and all civilizations that turned into empires that they became, empires, dictatorships.
Yes, I mean, this is humanity. This is human nature. That's why our founding fathers had a very good grasp of this, and that's why they built into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and set up the form of government that they did, because they know human nature. It's just human nature. Corruption is going to work its way in. You're going to get corrupt politicians, public servants, and then the corruption is going to spread and fold outwards and this type of thing. And you have to have safeguards against that. But again, it all goes back to the people. The people have to take a stand for their way of life, their liberties. If the people don't stand for that, then they are just going to have their way, and we're just going to go the way of, you know, to make a comparison of the Roman Empire or a number of other once free societies or once, you know, great nations or whatever. We're just going to go into the dustbin of history along mm-hmm. with all the others.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Well put. And let's do this. Let's take a break now. And I'd like to, if you'd like to, take some calls and have people discuss these issues with you, and Ed Brown in particular. And we'll do that. 1-800-313-9443. All right. When we come back, we'll start off with Doug from Texas, and we'll take your calls. Get on the line right now if you wish to speak with Garen and me, Rick Adams, about Ed Brown, and freedom in general. And I'll tell you what Rick Stanley had to say in addition to what we just quoted. He put it very well. He experienced the whole episode in Colorado. We'll return. Uncensored Radio Free America here on RBN. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back now. Karen Green, Rick Adams, reporting on the standoff, if you will, in New Hampshire with Ed Brown. And you want to take a call or two, Garen? Let's take a call.
Yep, okay.
All right. How about Doug in Texas? Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
Yeah, I think Ed Brown is well, hi, Rick.
Yes, hello. Say hello to Garen.
Hi.
Hello.
We, you know, he's a true American hero. Gaz, a real hero. And when the company... When the country has come to the point that, like, Campion and Ramos are, mm-hmm. are border agents mm-hmm. trying to protect us from outside invaders, or in the penitentiary serving what would be the equivalent of a murder sentence because they shot an illegal dope smuggler allegedly in the butt. You know, that's never been proven or anything. We know what side our government is on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so blatant that they would come out and bring this guy back, give him immunity, sue these, you know, he's suing for $5 million, and he's got two, you know, government agents. And then we have people like, what's the name of that guy that shot Vicki Weaver in the head, a girl that never had mm-hmm. a parking ticket.
Yeah, you mean the FBI?
Lana Rushi.
Uh-huh.
Lana yeah. Rushi.
Right.
In other words, if you kill a white Christian, mm-hmm. never had a parking ticket,
mm-hmm.
completely innocent person,
mm-hmm.
well, that's your duty as a federal agent. You know, federal agent, they can do no wrong unless they shoot a drug smuggling
that's right.
dope dealer allegedly in the butt. And if I had argued over a parking ticket with federal agents, or if I raised my voice at them, they could have maced me, tasered me, done whatever they wanted to do to me, and I would be completely in the wrong. But, of course, we have an agenda here, don't we, gentlemen?
Oh, come on now. You don't believe that, do you? You're not one of these conspiracy people now. You don't believe that there's a plan, a master plan, do you?
Sort of. But I just want to tell you that I think that the guy I've offered to come up there, and he said he had plenty of ammunition and
uh-huh.
this, that, and other. And I'd love to get up in that region of the country because it's boring down here in Texas.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think of that, Garen? Would you like to welcome Doug up here?
Sure.
You better bring plenty of ammunition and guns.
And I know how to work on transmissions, too.
You do?
All right.
All right. Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
There's nothing I'd rather do than fix a transmission, Rick.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
But we'll, you know, it's just... we're, you know, if I was needed, I'd be there. I mean, I'm sure I made it. But.
Well, like, you know what he said when he was on the program, Ed Brown? He says, fight on your own turf, do what I'm doing, and let's see Americans stand up all over the country and do it in their own backyard. Isn't that what he said to you? Is that what he said to you, Garen?
Yeah.
Garen?
Yeah, basically through the course of the conversation throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
that came up, and that's... like what I was alluding to earlier, is that's what people have to do. They have to stand up. They have to stand up for what they believe in, or what are we worth? What is our society really? If we're not willing to do any of these things, if we don't have the will to stand up to tyranny and resist it and stand up against it, I mean, what are we really?
We deserve to be enslaved. Then we do.
Well, Rick, exactly. You know, I'm not surrounded by, you know, just going in and out of Austin and just watching
uh-huh.
the bumper stickers on people's cars. They have radio stations and Lay Recuerdo and this and that and other. They have all these little Mexican bumper stickers
mm-hmm.
on the cars and whatever. Just seeing it, you know, I'm at the Alamo myself.
Well, they have the I love Kennedy bumper stickers. Yes, they do. Absolutely, you're right, Doug. I appreciate your call, and thank you for your courage and determination and your great offer, Doug. Keep the fort, man. That Alamo.
I'll be at the Alamo.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And, Garen, when we come back, we're going to take more calls, and we invite them now, 800-313-9443. We have a line available. I want to establish another point here, and that is that that Ed Brown is not there doing what he's doing as a one-issue candidate, if you will, for American freedom. We'll be right back with that thought. What Ed Brown really is concerned about, it's more than taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams and Garen Green will return in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival. Food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
That's right. We're back right now on the air, and Garen Green has visited Ed Brown, who is a prisoner, quote-unquote, in his own home. And I was just mentioning before the break, Garen, that you know, a lot of people out there, especially egged on by the so-called media bosses, you know, would like people to think of Ed Brown as just another rabble-rousing tax protester who doesn't want to pay his, quote, fair share, unquote. Well, you talked to Ed Brown. You said you discussed a lot of issues. Tell me, is it just about taxes and the federal laws and governments and so forth, or is it more than that?
Oh, it's definitely about more than that. He basically is resisting and standing up against the system of control, the corrupt system of control that has taken over our political system, you know, our government. It controls our politicians, the bankers, and these types, and all that corrupt power system, which presently has control over, you know, vast majority of our politicians, the government in general. And, you know, that's basically what he's fighting. It's not just, I mean, he's taken this stand, against this case that he's being U.S. government, the IRS, has brought against them through, you know, the income tax. But, you know, that's not, I mean, the big scope of what he's fighting against, standing up to, is the corrupt power system that controls, you know, our government, our politicians. And that's what, you know, the message that he really wants to get out to people and for people to stand up against is to stand up against this corrupt power system that has control, has taken control over our government, and trying to restore it to, you know, the people for which it was meant to be.
Right. So it's the federal, state, and local. It's across the board. He doesn't like big government pushing around people and making them smaller.
Yeah. It's just the whole corrupt system that dominates our, you know, our present political system, the politicians of, you know, today and, you know, decades past, that's just becoming more corrupt and more powerful. And, he is, as I and I think most listeners want to see that taken down and the government restored back to the people.
And he is, with his family, has just drawn the line. He said on this program that he, you know, he's willing to go all the way. And I'm sure, having met him in person and seen him, he does not look like a belligerent fellow. He doesn't look like the kind of man that wants to go and fight, but he's prepared to defend himself, right?
Yeah, that's he's prepared to take his stand.
All the way, by the way.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
To the final battle, if need be. And I believe him when he says that, and you met him.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that impression from him that he's not just going to lay down his arms, and he's not going to let anybody come in and do to him what was done in Waco or Ruby Ridge.
No, no, definitely not. He's ready to take his stand, that's for sure. That's quite evident.
That's excellent. That is, just think of it. If you had just a handful of Ed Browns in virtually every city and town and hamlet across America, do you realize how quick this house of cards would begin to collapse?
It wouldn't take that many people. That's all you would need. You would need a few people here and there, say about, you know, most states, not even every state, but most states. A few people like Ed Brown in many states throughout the nation, most states perhaps, and that's about all it would take to really, you know, make a statement and make a loud and powerful statement. That's really it's not going to mean that millions of people have to do these things. Really, a thousand or two, or maybe not even that, spread out through the nation, taking the same stand and doing the same types of things that Ed Brown. That's all it would take to make a very loud and powerful statement that could perhaps be enough to really start changing things around. That's very true. We don't have to have millions and millions of people. We just have to have, like I said, maybe a thousand or two, a few hundred spread out through the nation doing the same types of things that Ed Brown takes, and we can really start turning things around. But it's up to the people. The responsibility falls upon the people. It's up to us to do these things.
Absolutely. You know, when I was doing local radio, and you remember that, I brought a guy named Rick Stanley on the program, and Rick Stanley told us what had happened to him. Now, most of the people that were listening, they found it incredible. They didn't believe that actually what happened to Rick Stanley happened under this wonderful administration in Washington, George Bush and the federal government and the state government in Colorado, and yet Rick Stanley has been on this show many times, nationwide, worldwide now, telling our listeners what happened to him. And it did happen. And he's got the battle scars, the wounds, ladies and gentlemen. And as he said on his own website on the Revolutionary Coalition, quote, I've been fighting the government in all ways across the board. They have sent SWAT teams and paid thugs with guns, totaling over 100 guns pointed at me over the years now. They have even pointed guns at my wife, my children, my employees, my grandchildren, and I didn't care how much disaster this query, this individual who doubts that Ed Brown is sincere, might have had with him. He has not dealt with anyone like we have. These doubters, these doubting Thomases he's referring to, who don't believe that the federal government today, in many ways, is encroaching upon their liberty, and that there are jackbooted thugs in the government trying to destroy what's left of our freedom. Well, to you, he says, wake up, America. I experienced it. I had it happen to me. And he said Ed Brown is 100% right. He's correct in what he's doing. And if he dies defending those rights, he is a hero. Remember that. And you know what? Amen. Amen to what Rick Stanley has just said. That man deserves a Medal of Honor for standing up to these jackbooted thugs in Washington. And in all of the states where they have federal offices, and those offices are now really signposts to tyranny.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt, that's true. Ed Brown is already a hero. It's not if he dies, when he dies, you know, if that type of thing happens, he's already a hero. I mean, what he's doing is, you know, admirable to the utmost degree. But, you know,
well, they would like to make a martyr out of him, and yet the government realizes that if they make a martyr out of him, that's one more strike against them, and that just might be the thing that turns the tide in America. They're fearful of that, aren't they?
Oh, well, yeah, that's why they haven't made a move yet, and I believe they may not, or they may wait, you know, 6 months, a year, then try to get him off guard and
what about the
him.
Sentencing? In April is a sentencing date, and that's it around the so-called income tax time. And people are speculating that might be when the government might make its move, if it does. And, you know, the mainstream propaganda media have been aware of this situation since day one, and they have given it short shrift. They've ignored it, essentially. Essentially played it down, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, they may. I mean, I don't know. I certainly don't know what the government, the feds, will do. But and they may do something on that date or around that time to make a statement. But it's certainly true that they are wary that if they pull something that ends up like another Waco, the people the present sheeple just may start to wake up and say, hey,
right.
Look, we got a government that's out of control here. I mean it's not these people, it's not the Randy Weavers and the Branch Davidians and the Ed Browns that are the bad people. It's the government, these people in the government that are the bad guys and doing the bad things. And of course, once that illusion is shattered, once the people in general, the American public realize that, you know, they don't want that breakthrough, because once that illusion is shattered, once that gauntlet is thrown down, that's it. The people know what they've got, and the government can no longer say, you know, we did this because these people were bad people, they broke the law, they deserved it. And we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. They can't play that game any longer. The jig will be up, and the people will at least know what they have.
Yeah, and that, like Rick said, the Internet has changed the rules of the game now. It's not what it was 15 years ago. It's a totally different ball game now. The propaganda media cannot get away with ignoring a story now, thanks to the Internet and its reach of millions of Americans every day.
Well, that's why they're even more afraid, because they know that they just can't do something like that and then squash it in the nightly news and the newspapers and that be the end of it, and no one really is. Now, with the Internet, millions of people, you know, within a matter of a few days, millions and millions of people would find out, or potentially, possibly find out about, you know, this type of thing happening. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, makes them even more weary and more afraid of doing something like that.
Right. And you see how the media will ignore stories, various stories about, as you know, race crimes committed against whites, for instance, committed against young children by homosexual predators. They will admittedly ignore those stories, and they'll do what we call spike a story. And they've admitted they've done that. They've admitted that they've actually withheld evidence and withheld stories deliberately because they want to control our thinking. And here's an example where you have a potential powder keg with this man and his family seeking to implement the ideals once again of our founding fathers, and yet they could be there. They could be doing a, quote, day-by-day update on Ed Brown, and they refuse to, knowing that when the time comes, if it comes, and there is another Waco, God forbid, then they can turn around and just say, hey, it's time that we get in on the act, and we did a story about Ed Brown. Who was this Ed Brown? Why, he was a radical. He was an extremist. He was one of those terrorists, those people that believed in confronting the government. And we know that nice little organization, the ADL, has warned us about people like him that would challenge the authority of the federal government and suggest that the government is in a conspiracy to take away our freedoms, as Bill Clinton said. See, that's what they'd like to wait for, huh, Darren?
Yeah, well, that's about it. I mean, this is the way they spin things and they control things. You know, it's the controlled flow of information that they only tell you what they want you to know in the form that they present it to you.
Exactly.
And, yeah, this is the way they operate.
Right. And you yourself do a cable TV show, as I mentioned, and the Garen Green Show. And I think you had mentioned that you had a visit from the police one time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, the state police. They came to my home. They went to other people's homes I knew and were questioning them about me. And then they caught up with me and, you know, about my TV show.
Well, they were fans of yours, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. They're watching your program, and all of a sudden they get the idea to visit you in person.
Yeah.
Now, what inspired this visit?
They said a group. They didn't mention the group specifically, but from what I could gather, you know, it's the ADL type. I can't say specifically, but the ADL, or that one of those type of great organizations, wonderful, you know, organizations that we have here in America.
Yeah.
And, that's what happened. That just because I had a TV show, I mean, I've never promoted violence or anything like that, just presenting information.
Mm, well, that'll do it. That'll get them angry.
Yeah. And it just so happens that some people didn't exactly like the information that I was presenting, so they called up the state police, and then in turn I had two state police detectives knocking on my door wanting to know, about my history and do I belong to any groups. And, this
and of course, you refused to answer, I'm sure.
I just basically said, you know, I'm just presenting information. I have an educational show.
I mean, what business is it of the state police to come to your door, knock on the door, and want to know who you are? Have you committed a crime? Can they find evidence that you've done a crime? No. They don't like what you said because somebody complained and they had the nerve to waste their time coming to your door to find out personal private information about you, what organizations you belong to, what have you been hiding under some ceiling tile somewhere, looking at government plans and sites and so forth. This is ridiculous. This is the sort of tyranny that Ed Brown is upset with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous. I mean, I mean, it's freedom of speech. That's all I've ever engaged in on my show is freedom of speech, presenting facts and truth, mm-hmm. and maybe opinion at times. But I mean, that's all my show has ever been about, and that now can get you a visit by, you know, the state police detectives or you know, FBI, perhaps, you know. And
see, for those people who listen to Ted Pike when he comes on the show, now they know that we can put a face on this and what the ADL would like to do with the so-called hate crimes bill.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what that's all about. I mean, it's an anti-free speech, you know, freedom of speech piece of legislation, because they don't like free speech. As evidence of what happened to me. I mean, as I said, that's all I engage in is freedom of speech. And, you know, and I get a, you know, I get a visit by state police detectives. I mean, they don't, certain people
mm-hmm.
don't like freedom of speech.
I guess not. All right, we'll be back. Aaron Green, our guest. Get a quick comment or question, you can call in now, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All righty, I'm back with Garen Green in the last lap of this race tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, Garen, you have really given us a bird's eye thumbnail personal experience of what's going on up there in New Hampshire, and the fact that you had a very nice meeting with a very nice man who is no threat to anyone. He just wants his freedom back, and he wants to be left alone. And this is not unique. It's happening elsewhere, and we're not being told about it, maybe, but it's happening, and we want to see it spread across America to defend our freedoms and to defend the Constitution. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And yet we have a president that rapes the Constitution, pillages the Constitution, and then the American soldier overseas is being killed by our enemies, quote unquote, when the enemy is in Washington. And I don't know how you feel, because you were a soldier. You were in the first Gulf War, I believe, or you were in Iraq, weren't you?
Yeah, the Gulf. Yeah. Well, I mean,
okay.
Bush talks about supporting the troops, yet he sends them over to fight in these wars all over the place in Iraq, fighting and dying for what? I mean, if that's, how much more can you be against the troops when you have them?
That is treason. That is betraying them. Sure, they should be going to Washington and putting him behind bars. No doubt about it. All right, Ernie is on the phone right now. Hello, Ernie. Hello, Ernie. Take a quick call here. What happened? He hung up? He's on, then he's off. What happened? Are we having phone problems? Well, anyway, all right. As you said, Garen, you were there, and you went there, and you came back home, thankfully, you know, without any body parts missing or anything like that. A lot of these kids are coming home today, not only with severe physical damage and, amputations and all of that. They're coming back, about a third of them now, with severe emotional problems as a result of what they've been forced to do and where they have been and under the circumstances. And that George Bush must take responsibility for, either in this world or the next. But he is going to have to pay for that crime.
No, he is, that's what he is. He's a criminal. He's a top-notch criminal. I mean, that's what George Bush is. That's what he's about. You have the generation practically of young people and some of them older, but many Americans, being killed, being maimed, traumatized, changed for life, depleted uranium. I go to the area VA hospital, and I know a nurse has said that they have to expand their section to deal with depleted uranium contamination, because they're getting an influx, a large influx of people who are soldiers that are coming back from Iraq and that area contaminated with depleted uranium. And this is just, their bodies are being ruined. They're having babies that are deformed and ruining future generations. I mean, if you want to talk about a criminal, being just outright evil. That's what these people are. The George Bush, the people who control them. That's what they
right.
are.
And that's why men like Ed Brown are the true patriots. And thank you, Garen, for coming on the show. And we appreciate your taking a few calls and being with us in spirit and in the flesh.
Thanks, Rick.
And we'll do it again. All right. Thanks for your great report, Garen. Good night now. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back, God willing, tomorrow night with another program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, 9 o'clock Central. Keep your prayers, keep your muskets, keep your powder going. Rick Adams, good night, God bless.